supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, a lot of people have described being in a state of languishing during this pandemic. What are some of the signs or the red flags?
Yeah, you know, we know the signs and the red flags before we know the word. You know, so the signs are your motivation is dull. It's like a patient of mine once said, I'm not depressed, but I don't have a lot of energy. I feel like I'm in a fog. I do what I'm supposed to do. It's that kind of thing. And you know, it's much more common than major depression, languishing.
And do you think it's in part fueled by the situation we're in, the long months of social isolation, and now the uncertainty with these new variants and whether life will be on hold again or not?
Absolutely, Mike, and I think that's a factor. You know, when I looked into this, I just wondered if it was kind of like, you know, fight, flight, or freeze, that sympathetic nervous system position. This is almost like freeze, but no energy behind it. Like a part of you just gives up and says, I quit. And there goes the energy.
Is it okay to languish if it's temporary? I mean, sometimes it almost makes sense. Like at a moment like right now, it's hard to make big plans. So maybe this is okay right now?
You know, if it's sustained, it puts you at increased risk for depression. It's almost like your psychological immune system is suppressed. So you're at more risk. Now, of course, temporarily, it's fine. Almost anything temporarily is fine. It's a sign of emotional fatigue. But it's not restful. It's very different from being restful.
What can people do about it if that's how they feel, like a fog or, you know, just going through the motions?
We've all heard people say, and we might have done it ourselves, when we say, how are you? They say, I'm hanging in there. Or this sarcastic, oh, I'm great. Or what's the use of complaining? Nobody will listen. These are symptoms of this languishing. It's people who are doing their lives. They're not living their lives. They're not alive in the moment. So what can we do about languishing? First, name it. Own it. Experience it. What is it? How does it feel? What's missing? And what's going on? What you'll discover is there's a way in which your system is deprived of joy. It's deprived of good rest. It's deprived of connection. And we need all of those things to thrive. And how to pursue it? Meditation helps. Giving yourself an opportunity every day to experience joy, that helps. Self-compassion helps, because when you're languishing, you're suffering. Your system is suffering, and you need care and compassion from yourself.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and